as gas prices spike 40% under Biden. These Hollywood celebrities are pushing him to shut down more pipelines. By David Ng on July 8, 2021. Left-wing Hollywood stars including Mark Ruffalo, Jane Fonda, Leonardo DiCaprio, Ed Helms, Danny Glover, and Rosanna Arquette are putting pressure on President Joe Biden to shut down the Enbridge Line 3 oil sands pipeline, as well as all fossil fuel infrastructure expansion, claiming it represents an attack on the climate and indigenous rights. Their demands come as gas prices are spiking around the country, rising nearly 40% since Biden took office. In a letter to Biden that was published by NBC News, more than 200 celebrities, Democratic donors, and activists demanded Biden stop construction of Line 3 immediately. They also told Biden he must end the era of fossil fuel expansion decisively. Among the letter's other signatories are Amy Schumer, Joaquin Phoenix, and pop star Katy Perry. "Your presidency is a watershed in human history. The last chance to turn the tide before climate disruption spirals out of control. We worked hard for your election in part because you embraced the challenge as a defining strength of your candidacy. And we are encouraged and grateful that you clearly signaled your resolve by rejecting the Keystone XL pipeline on day one. The climate test for the KXL decision was clear and compelling. We ask you to apply it now to the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline," Mark Ruffalo added in a statement to NBC News. "Many of us had high hopes and high expectations. When President Biden said in his inaugural speech that the climate crisis is one of several crises profoundly challenging our country, we will be judged, you and I, for how we resolve the cascading crises of our era. I call upon the President and the Army Corps of Engineers to suspend and thoroughly review the permit for the Enbridge Line 3 pipeline, a massive project that would not only intensify the climate crisis, but violates the treaty rights of tribal nations." In a tweet, the Avengers star praised Biden for ending the Keystone XL pipeline in January, a decision that destroyed 1,000 jobs. "But he can't stop there," Ruffalo wrote. "Line 3, a tar sands pipeline on the same scale as KXL, is an attack on clean water, our climate and indigenous rights." Jane Fonda said she was sickened by Biden's decision to allow Line 3 to proceed in a tweet last week. The Biden administration indicated in a court filing last month it won't cancel federal permits for Enbridge Energy's Line 3 pipeline. The pipeline, which carries oil from Western Canada to Wisconsin, has become a contentious topic among activists who feel the president has betrayed his campaign promise to prioritize the environment. But Biden is facing skyrocketing gas prices across the country, with prices soaring 40% since January. As Breitbart News reported, gas prices across the U.S. are at their highest level since late 2014. In some cities, like Los Angeles, the price of gas hit a high of close to $6 a gallon. In May, celebrities including DiCaprio, Ruffalo, Chris Evans, Scarlett Johansson, and Fonda were among the numerous Hollywood elites pushing for the closures of the Keystone XL and Dakota Access pipelines, both of which former President Donald Trump tagged as vital components to energy independence. Their campaign is the cyber attack on the Colonial Pipeline jacked up oil and gas prices. Follow David Ng on Twitter at @HeyIt'sDavidNg. Have a tip? Contact me at dng@breitbart.com.